Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Inspiration by Loretta Show, the show that helps women and girls to know their worth through motivation, inspiration, and education, with your host, author, poet, and motivator, Loretta Green Warren. Sit back, relax, and most importantly, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Loretta Green Warren, and it is definitely my pleasure to be here with you on tonight. I have a great show lined up for you. I have an awesome guest who will be coming on to share on a personal brand of inspiration, as usual. We're here to motivate, inspire, and empower you. And you know, it's always my prayer that something shared here will inspire you. So we're going to start our show like we always do with a scripture. And our scripture today is going to come from Proverbs 31 and 30. Make sure to pick up your Bible and read it for yourself. Our scripture today says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised." And that is our motivational scripture for today. Now, our inspirational quote today, "Never lose an opportunity seeing anything beautiful, for beauty is God's handwriting." That is our motivational quote for today. Now, inspirational piece today is entitled Women. And it reads, "We are by nature complex beings, beyond depth and understanding. We are molded by the perfect hand of He who is master craftsman. We were created as we are, just as we were intended to be. Our start was with the seed of love, just like that of a tree. We were watered with grace and fed by mercy's sake. We have sprouted by favor's light. His voice serenades us through the wind. We are His delight." And that is our motivational piece today entitled Women, written, of course, by yours truly, your host, me, Loretta Green Warren. All right. Now, today we have a great show. We'll be talking about natural beauty, and my guest today will be giving us some insight on just that. So my guest will be on very shortly, but in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Short stories read on the show are subject to copyright and may not be used without express or written consent of the author. Views or opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views or opinions of Inspiration by Loretta. Any advice given is for entertainment purposes only.
Listening to the show, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Inspiration by Loretta show, and I want to thank you for being a part of the Inspiration by Loretta family. You can also watch us live in the studio by going to my website, www.inspirationbyloretta.com. Click on the Inspiration by Loretta TV tab, and there I'll be. All right? So If you're listening online, then you can join in on a conversation by calling 626-657-2134. That is our call-in line. My guest will be on shortly, and I will introduce her in just a bit. Now, we're talking about natural beauty. What does a person consider to be beautiful? How do we define beauty? You know, is it just the outward appearance that makes a person beautiful, or is it something much, much deeper than that? Think about that for just a second. What exactly is beauty, and who decides what's beautiful and what's not? What do you think about your beauty? Do you think that you're beautiful? When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you pleased with what you see? Have you discovered your own beautiful self? Good question, isn't it? Well, I believe that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I believe that there is beauty in it, everything. You know, a lot of times people have outward appearances or things that have happened, especially when it's something that's beyond their control, like a birth defect or an accident that happened that has left you with a scar, or say someone who's been burned or something of that nature. Can you find or see the beauty in that person beyond their flaw? Good question. Something I want you to marinate on that. When you think about beauty, what is it exactly? What is exactly is beauty? How do you determine what beauty is? And who determines what beauty is? Well, my guest will be coming on to talk to us about how she went about finding the definition for beauty and what she did to inspire people when it came to, you know, beauty and the definition of beauty. So if you are listening on the line and you have a question, comment, or anything that you would like to share, press the number 1 on your phone, and I will definitely be more than happy to bring you on the air. If you haven't done it already, be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that you were listening to the Inspiration by Loretta Show. And come on over and get a healthy dose of inspiration for themselves. You can catch us right here on the Inspiration by Loretta Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Or you can also catch us from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDWL. Okay? We are always broadcasting live. We're always doing the doggone thing. So be sure. There are lots of ways that you can be a part of the Inspiration by Loretta family. You can like our Facebook page. That's Inspiration by Loretta. The facebook.com/inspirationbyloretta. And then there's also, then you can also follow us on our Twitter page. And that's, our handle is Inspa, I-N-S-P, by Loretta. INSPBYLORETTA. So be sure to follow us and check us out there, okay? All right, beauty. I'll give you a definition. A combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the aesthetic senses, especially the sight. Beauty, a beautiful or pleasing thing or person in particular. Definition of beauty. Something that's pleasing to the eye. But I think beauty goes much, much further than that. A quality or combination of qualities that gives pleasure to the mind or senses and is often associated with properties such as harmony of form or color. A lot of different definitions for beauty, a lot of different perceptions of beauty. And I know that people have a lot of different perceptions of beauty. Now, I have a girls empowerment group, and I, you know, my mission here with the Inspiration by Loretta platform is to teach women and girls their worth and self-examination, how we view ourselves is very, very important. How we see ourselves is very important. You know, a lot of times we base how we feel and what we think about ourselves on how somebody else sees us or what somebody else thinks about us. Is that the right way to do it? No, it's not. Let me answer that for you. No, it's not. It doesn't really matter what somebody else thinks or what they say or how they feel. What matters is how you feel and what you see in yourself. And you have to see the value in yourself. I don't care what you look like on the outside. It's still beautiful. You're still beautiful. You have to recognize and acknowledge that. It's very, very important to know your worth. And a friend of mine like always says, you are worth much more than you know. So, you know, you have to be able to see beyond the physical, the outward appearance, see beyond your hair and your makeup and the clothes that you wear and, you know, all of the adornments that, you know, we use to make ourselves beautiful, to pretty ourselves up. You know, our beauty goes far beyond that. What makes you beautiful is what you carry on the inside. You know, what type of person you are, what kind of heart you carry inside you. And, you know, I'm a person that I have a heart for people who have a heart for helping people. I think that those are the most beautiful people in the world, people who want to help other people be better, do better, feel better. You know, that's a beautiful person. That's what I consider to be beautiful. So, yeah. So that's what we're talking about here today on the Inspiration by Loretta Show. Now, remember, if you have a question, comment, or anything that you would like to share, if you're listening online, press number one on your phone, and I'll be more than happy to bring you on the air. If you're listening on the web, call us up at 626-657-2134, and because we definitely would love to hear from you. And you can also watch me live in the studio by going to www.inspirationbyloretta.com and click on the Inspiration by Loretta TV tab, and there I'll be. So I'll be more than happy. I definitely want to share and discuss this topic with you on today of natural beauty. And if you're watching on the online, I'm wearing natural nappy hair, but it looks great. It looks great. You know, when we talk about natural beauty, and we talk about African American female and their hair, that's a whole show by itself, definitely. Because when it comes to our hair, a lot of us see it differently. I see a lot of women now are embracing their natural hair. I mean, it's gorgeous. It really is to wear your natural hair. But sometimes, you know, for people like me who are tender-headed, it's really difficult. Because when it comes to combing my hair, oh my goodness, it hurts sometimes. but you know, you have to train your hair, and you have to. I was told that the key is to keep the hair moisturized, and I'm not very good at maintaining and taking care of my hair and things like that. So that's where I falter, but. Anyway, I think that the natural hair is really beautiful. I see a lot of women wearing the sister locks. Have you ever heard of sister locks? You seen anybody with the sister locks? They are nice. They're beautiful. But I don't know if because I like combing my hair. I don't know if I'd want to go that route. But I think I might try it. And if I do, I'll take everybody on that journey with me. But I've also thought about cutting off all my hair and just, you know, just starting over just to see what it's like, what it feels like. I don't know if I'll be able to do that either. But, you know, my guest today will definitely share her experience in that area. I see we have someone on the line. I'm going to check in with area code 860. Hi, caller, how are you? 860, you are on the air. How are you today? Okay. All right, okay, we guys have a shy listeners, but that's okay. But thank you for tuning in to the show on today. Very awesome. All right, so we're still waiting on our guest to arrive, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Shakia Seabrook. She's the founder of Fair, Bold, and Beautiful. It's an organization that she started back in March of 2014. She graduated with her BSW from Elizabeth City State University in May of 2011, and then she went on to Fordham University to graduate with her MSW degree in 2012. She's currently working as a domestic violence advocate. Now, that's a job. That's a great job. And right now she's spending time inspiring and people and presenting to various organizations, presenting to various populations and hosting community events on behalf of Bare Bold and Beautiful organization. She and her friends traveled across country, and they set out to inspire and step into the definition of beauty that is not dependent on exterior adornments. So she's discovered and realized that social work is not meant to be fit into a box, and has found a way to incorporate all that she loves to do. She does motivational speaking. She does uplifting others and travels, and traveling into what she feels is her own version of social work. So she's definitely somebody who has a heart for helping others. And I love people like that, and I can't wait for her to come on to share her story with us on tonight. But in the meantime, we're going to continue on with this show. I want to share another quote with you, and it is, "The beauty of a woman must be seen from in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides." That is another quote I want to share with you, and I think it's a pretty good quote. The beauty of a woman must be seen in her eyes. If you're watching the show on the website, can you see into my eyes? I'm looking right into the camera now. Can you see into my eyes and tell me how beautiful I am? All right. So I'm having a great time here tonight talking with you guys about natural beauty, and I'd love to have some guest interaction. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your definition of beauty. Definitely want to hear your definition of beauty. So press number one on your phone, and I will bring you on the air. If you have a message or a comment and you don't want to come on the air, then you can post it on my Facebook page, and I'll read it out on air. You can text me, or you can tweet me, and I'll be more than happy to share your questions or your comments with the audience on tonight. So it's been a while since we've done a live show. We have a lot of things coming up this year. This year is going to be a big year for Inspiration by Loretta. We have a lot of interesting guests that will be coming on the show. So, you know, you want to stay updated to what we have going on. There are a lot of events that we'll be a part of or be hosting this year. We have coming up, we actually have coming up on the 21st, a couples gala. We want to help people, inspire people to celebrate love. So we're having a couples gala. If you are local, if you're in the Charleston, South Carolina area, we definitely would love to have you to come out and be a part of that. It'll be held at the North Charleston Inn from 6 to 11 p.m. You can find out about ticket information by going to my website. And then also in March 7th, I'll be holding a literary brunch. So you definitely want to be a part of that. It'll be a great experience. Bring the kids along. It's a family event, definitely. Come out and meet me. Talk about, you know, what it's like being a writer, how to get published, the inspiration behind my books. I will read an excerpt from the book to the kids. We'll have some entertainment, some great food. It'll be a great time, so you definitely want to come out for that. I know in May we have the mother-daughter fashion show and banquet that'll be going on. I just this weekend went to the Tri-County Literary Celebration. That was an awesome time that we had, that I had there. I met a lot of other authors, a lot of readers. We had a great time, met a lot of kids and got to talk about my book and my books and got to meet a lot of great people, made a lot of great contacts. And I'm doing a book tour this year. I've been doing a book tour since 2014 and extending it out through 2015. And what I do is go to the local schools or, you know, schools that are close. I'm willing to travel, going to the schools and presenting the book to the children there. And that's been a great experience because my mission is to get kids excited about reading. So I go, I put on a little puppet show, and I entertain the kids, and we talk about, you know, books, the different parts of a book, what it's like to be a writer, what it means. I challenge the kids to come up with their own creative story. I encourage them to use their imagination to, you know, to get it. I do everything that I can to get the kids excited about reading. It gets me excited. It's been such an awesome experience, and I've met a lot of great kids. I had such a great time. All right, so I think that my guest is on the line. Let's see. 860. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, this is Shakia.
Hi, Shakia. How are you?
I'm well. I am dug out of the snow, so I'm better, and I'm in the house, and I'm warm. So I'm doing much better.
Awesome. I'm sorry you had to be a little popsicle for a while there, but I'm glad you're inside now and recovering from that.
Absolutely. I am too.
All right. So, everybody, this is my guest that I was told you a bit about earlier, Ms. Shakia Seabrook. She is the founder of Bear Bold and Beautiful. So Shakia, I already talked about you, gave the listeners an introduction. So can you tell us just a little bit more about exactly who Shakia is? Without talking about the organization or anything, we want to know who Shakia Seabrook is.
Oh, wow. Shakia Seabrook is, I would say, an energetic individual. From the moment my feet hit the ground in the morning, I'm a burst of energy. I'm a passionate person in everything I do. I love to help people. I love to encourage and inspire anyone I meet. I love people. I love meeting new people. I believe that everyone you meet, you can learn something from. And I'm a talkative person. I love to talk, and I don't make any apologies about it because I believe what I have to say is valid and it's worth hearing, so I'm not talking just to talk. So I guess that's a little bit about me. I mean, of course, because I love to talk, I can go on and on, but I'll leave it there.
Great. All right, so I want to jump right into things because we have a little time left, and I want to be able to get as much in from you as possible. Now, I know that you founded Bear Bold and Beautiful back in 2014, so it's been around for about a year now. What was the inspiration behind starting Bear Bold and Beautiful?
So originally, it was actually brought from a documentary that I had planned on filming, which I actually filmed this past August, And with the documentary, I wanted to meet different ladies from around the U.S. that, you know, had a beauty about them that wasn't necessarily societal's view. So maybe like burn victims, cancer survivors that lost their hair, and was able to redefine what beauty was. So I started a Facebook group called Barely Beautiful, and just to meet different ladies. And it actually became a movement in itself where ladies are like, oh, my goodness, I love this group. We want T-shirts. And the name Barely Beautiful was because with the documentary, it was going to spotlight ladies as well as myself going through a period where we didn't feel beautiful about ourselves. We felt everything but beautiful, so Barely Beautiful. So I didn't really expect that to become the movement. So when the ladies were like, we want T-shirts saying Barely Beautiful, I said, well, I don't want T-shirts to say Barely Beautiful because those outside of our Facebook group really wouldn't understand what the message was that we were trying to proclaim. So I said, let me think of something more positive. I played around with a couple of names, and Barefoot and Beautiful came about because within the group, it started becoming about embracing your natural beauty, embracing, you know, things that are deemed flawed and seeing the beauty in it, and really taking back the power and defining what is your beauty. Not allowing other people to do so. So that kind of sprang the name Bare, Bold, and Beautiful, and that kind of took on its own movement of itself.
Okay, wonderful. Now, what's your definition of beauty?
Wow. People have asked me that, but honestly, I think my definition is ever-changing. I don't think I can put one definition to what beauty is, because one day it may be, you know, the laughter in someone's voice. You know, the next day it may be my favorite melody in a song. The day after that may be the taste of food. Because I think the definition of beauty is so broad that it really can't be defined. It can't really be put in this box. You know, I think it'd be doing a disservice to the word in itself. So to me, it can't be defined. It's ever-changing for me.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. Because I think beauty goes is such a deep thing. It's such a broad thing is not like your vision of social work can't be put into just a little box. It's just too big for that.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's so many different definitions, so many different types of beauties out there. So now what I want to know is how do you think women benefit from discovering their natural beauty?
I think because it gives credit to your natural beauty. To me, you know, I tell people I'm not, and when I talk about natural, I talk about makeup versus no makeup. I'm not anti-makeup. I think makeup is fun. I think it's a fun part of being a girl or a lady. But I think when you put makeup on, and especially a face full of makeup, and to me, if I have makeup on and someone compliments me like, oh, you look really pretty today, automatically I'm going to give my makeup. So you almost feel cheated, like slighted, like, oh, okay, you think I'm pretty, but the makeup is getting the credit. When I'm bare-faced and I have nothing on, if someone says, oh, my goodness, you look so pretty today, or you have a glow about you, I know that it's credited to my natural face. You know what I mean? Me, not the makeup. So I think that's such an empowering time for me when I'm just bare in the world and people notice and say, oh, my goodness, you have a light about you, or, you know, something just so beautiful about you. I can credit myself for it. It's not like, oh, it's because it's the makeup or I have, you know, this foundation on today. So I think it's very empowering, in my opinion.
And you're definitely right about that because you know it's just you. It's not something else that's contributing to that wow factor to the person that's complimenting you. It's just you in the natural. So you're absolutely right about that. Now, tell us a little bit about the journey that you went on. I know you did something drastic, something that I don't think I would have been able to do.
So this past August, I believe the 15th, we set out on a cross-country trip. Myself, my friend Liana, and my brother as the cameraman. And we set out cross-country, and before even hitting the road, Liana and I stripped ourselves of the external adornments that we use to justify our beauty. So we abstained from no makeup, no fancy jewelry, and so no earrings, which I love, no fancy clothing. So we basically had just camisoles and like leggings or jean shorts, and then we buzzed off all our hair. And it was just for us to, you know, get down to the core of who we are. So we couldn't,
right,
you know, use anything else to justify our beauty but our natural selves and our internal beauty. So that was our first course that we went through. And then we traveled cross country. We stopped random strangers on the street in various cities and filmed them and asked them, what is their definition of beauty? And, you know, people gave answers, you know. Some people did say a pretty face, but more so we got like, you know, my mother is, when I think of beauty, I think of my mother because of her strength, or poetry, or singing, art, you know, my best friend, humor. So we got so many vast different definitions of beauty. And then we also got the opportunity to, like I said, which was the original ideal of, you know, Bare Bone and Beautiful, was to meet ladies and have them tell their story on how they became so confident outside of the societal beauty. So I got to interview burn survivors. I got to interview ladies with cleft lips and palates, women with vitiligo, women with Bell palsy syndrome. So, you know, all these ladies that when you look at them, maybe, you know, your first idea wouldn't be like, oh, my goodness, they're so beautiful. But it's almost right, like they demand you to see their beauty because they walk with such an air of confidence about them that I wanted to know, like, how are you so confident? Because here I am with no hair, and I'm crying and not wanting to go outside. And it's something so simple because my hair will grow back, and it has. You know, that was temporary for me. So how are you
right,
walking throughout life with 80% of your body burned, but you have the confidence, you know, of a person that doesn't have that in a sense? So, you know, that was probably the biggest and most impactful, I think, part of this documentary. And, I mean, I learned so much about myself. It was the most empowering time in my life, hands down. So that was it in a nutshell. Right now I'm editing it. And, I mean, I get to relive it all over, you know, laughing about some things and crying and just saying, like, wow. You know, you almost step back like, oh, my goodness, did we really do this and meet all these people?
Right. Well, that's awesome. That was pretty brave of you, number one, to cut your hair and then to travel around the world and give these women an opportunity to see how beautiful they really are and be able to talk about it, to give them a platform to share that with the world. I think that was pretty awesome. We are almost out of time. Can you tell everybody where they can go to find out more information about your organization and how they can contact you?
Absolutely. You can go to www.bareboldbeautiful.com. We are on Facebook. The Facebook group is Barely, B-A-R-E-L-Y, Beautiful. And we are on Instagram at BareBoldBeautiful. So definitely keep in contact with social media. Any questions, you can email me at BareBoldBeauties@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, last question. I know that you have the documentary coming up. Do you know a time frame of when you'll be releasing that to the public?
Lord willing, I mean, it's a lot, I'm not going to lie, but I'm hoping at least by fall of 2015 would be really good. I have to finish editing it, then I want to do some local showings, and then whatever God has planned after that, I'm going to run with it. But definitely if you stay abreast on the website and in contact with me through social media, I'm always sharing and updating people, you know, the progress of the documentary.
Awesome. Now, do you still have that group that you talked about on Facebook in case women want to be a part of that?
Yep, that's the Facebook group, the interactive Facebook group, Barely, B-A-R-E-L-Y, Beautiful.
All right, Barely Beautiful. So, ladies, if you want to be a part of that group, go ahead to her Facebook page and check it out. I'm sure you'll be uplifted by that. Now, what is the last thought that you would like to leave with the listening audience on tonight when it comes to their natural beauty and their self-discovery?
I would say, learn to just embrace who you are at the core of who you are. And I say give yourself some leniency. You know, we're imperfect people. You're going to have a pimple. You're going to gain a little weight. You know, things are going to happen. You know, you may get wrinkled. But I think
find beauty in all those flaws. I tell ladies all the time, step back and say, is my body doing what it's supposed to do? You know, some ladies say, oh, I have cellulite in my legs, but are they, you know, allowing you to walk? You know what I mean? Like the stretch marks from your belly, if you are pregnant, understand that that was the womb that carried your child. So, you know, try to reshape how you think, give your body some leniency, and challenge yourself to see the beauty in what you deem as flawed.
All right. Sounds good. And I like what you said about the scratch marks and stuff, you know, because I have five kids. You know, my stomach isn't as flat as I would like it to be, but I'm going to embrace that because five beautiful babies came out of there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It did what it was supposed to do.
That's right. That's right. Well, Shakia, I am so grateful that you took your time out of your busy life to come on tonight and share your own personal brand of inspiration with myself and the listeners. I do appreciate that, and I'm sorry that we don't have more time so we can talk a little bit more about the organization, but we can always come back and do another show, so that would never be a problem. So the invitation is extended whenever you have something that you'd like to share, especially when that documentary comes out. We want to know about it, and we want to be the first to talk about it. So
Absolutely. Keep
that in mind for that. Now, before we leave, give everyone your website and your email again so they can contact you and be a part of Bare Bold and Beautiful.
So www.bareboldbeautiful.com is the website, and you can email me at bareboldbeauties@gmail.com. I love to hear from you, ladies. And fellas, we don't discriminate.
All right, now, there you have it. Well, everybody, we are about out of time. I want to thank my special guest, Ms. Shakia Seabrook, for coming on and sharing her personal brand of inspiration with us. And remember, you are beautiful inside and out. Embrace it. Love yourself and love the people around you and love God. You know, and if you haven't done it already, now would be a good time to establish a relationship with him. I shared the quote with you earlier today, Proverbs 31 and 30. Be sure to pick up your Bible and read it for yourself. Make sure to check out the next episode of Inspiration by Loretta. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back on our site. That's blogtalkradio.com/Loretta Green Warren. You go to our page, you can listen to the entire interview. You can also go to my website and watch it live at www.inspirationbyloretta.com. Click on the Inspiration by Loretta TV tab. And you can also go to our Facebook page where the link will be posted, where you can go back and listen to the show. And I'm sure you can go to Shakia's website, and that's www.bareboldbeautiful.com. That's bareboldbeautiful.com. Bare Bold Beautiful. And make sure to check, if you want to send her a message, you want to contact her for a speaking engagement, she is a motivational speaker, email her at bareboldbeauties@gmail.com. All right? It is my prayer that something shared here today has inspired you. And as always, I look forward to seeing you next time. Love you guys and stay blessed. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you again, Shakia.
Thank you. Be blessed, Miss Loretta.
All right. Y'all take care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.